of July the 11th of the BZA to order. Roll call, please.
Kathy Stallworth.
Kevin Skaggs.
Wesley Summers. Ask for approval of the minutes of the last regular meeting that we had on May the 2nd, 2019. Anybody see anything need to be changed?
Just typos, a couple of minor changes.
Oh, what'd you see?
Jim Newman was referred to as Ken Newman.
I didn't even see that.
On page 2 and on page 3, it says Mr. Ken Newman. Should be Jen.
Well, we could just change his name.
Just minor.
Yeah, we ought to.
Otherwise, that's it.
Then can I move that we approve them as amended?
I'll move.
Second.
Okay. Confirmation of the agenda tonight. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at it? We're good with that?
Yes.
We have a request by Wife Saver, ZV19-005, a request for a variance to allow a greater setback than required by the North Augusta Development Code, Article 3, Zoning Districts, and Table 3-9, Dimensional Standards for the Highway Corridor Overlay District. The appeal affects plus or minus 1.9 acres of property zoned general commercial located at 414 East Martintown Road, tax parcel number 007-12-12-003. I'm going to open the public hearing in just a minute, but before we do, I want to just remind the hordes that are out here tonight to, if we call on you to speak, and we'll give everybody the opportunity to speak, I promise you I won't cut you off at 5 minutes. I'll let you have your final say, and we don't hold very formal here. The commissioners will ask you questions if they have a question rather than have me do it. So that's our general rules. We just ask you to be as brief as you can and not repeat something that somebody else has already said. So with that, I'll open up the public hearing. I guess first of all, Libby, would you like to make any comments about this? Ms. Hodges?
I don't have a lot to say about the project. A lot of it's covered in your staff report, so I won't go back over it again.
Okay.
Hopefully you read it. This is just to move the setback to allow a building further back so that they can continue to operate the front building while they build the back building, and then the front building would be demolished, and that would be turned into a parking lot in order to accommodate the building in the back.
Okay. Mr. Cunningham, would you like to say something, sir?
Yes.
I ask you to state your name and address, please.
Chris Cunningham. Home address is 3000 Branch Road in Augusta.
That's fine. Right. You raise your right hand, please. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you.
Flat.
Right, not with a step going down.
No.
Get the approval. We're going to make more of it.
Thank you, sir. All right. I don't have any questions. Mr. Bryant, would you like to speak? I think I have one question that I'd like to answer, please. State your name and address, please.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me, is the drive-through going to be basically the same as it is now? You come in that entrance, go around to the back, come all the way around, and come across the front?
Yes.
And that front is now going to be a parking lot and not just a one-lane road through there, right?
Oh.
But this is the new...
All of this out here is going to be parking lot then, where the old building is.
Right.
Right here is where they're going to pick it up from the vehicles. Right here will be an entrance for online orders. And right in here on both sides will be your entrance. Now, if the cars will come in. This is going to be all modified, but they'll come in here. Order window, I think, is right here.
Yeah, right in the middle.
This area right here is narrowed to one lane for traffic control. It's also narrowed into here to one lane to force people. I don't want more traffic going between the building and where cars are parked out here for safety.
Other than the drive-through. That was my question. Are you going to try to control that? Because to me that looked a little dangerous if cars could be going everywhere in there with the drive-through and people walking through there.
I'm probably going to have a raised crosswalk there. Well, that's actually annoying. We've got about an 8-foot sidewalk out here, and it's a little bit wider, about 10 or more feet, so we might put some outdoor eating there, maybe, or do just some more landscaping than normal. But you'll have double stack, you'll have one row of cars here, and double stack here, and then the single row up front. But we're not gonna have traffic two ways in front of the building.
Okay. So during construction, how the things will flow?
Well, there's quite a bit of room between here and there, so they'll probably barricade this off as they construct this. Once this is done, once they demo that, it's just a matter of putting in a couple islands, striping it, paving it, and should be good to go.
To give you an idea of where the building is going, that little building that's behind the white saber, if you're familiar
right.
with that, that's going to have to be torn down.
That's right here.
That's right there where the corner of that building is.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's where the front of the building is going to be about where the front of that little building is now.
Oh.
And this one down here is now going to be a storage building?
Oh, sorry.
Yes. That's going to replace the building that we're going to tear down.
Yeah.
The little storage building.
That's what I'm talking about. The little building down there.
That's correct.
And Libby, there's no problems with that, having setbacks or anything?
We don't anticipate any on that end.
So this is the building where it's at now, right?
Correct.
Okay, so when they're building this, I guess all this will be barricaded off, right?
Right.
So no, there'll be no traffic around here. Is that right? Or customer traffic?
Well, no, you'll still have your customer.
No customer traffic.
I think what we'll have is we'll allow the employees to park here in the back.
Yeah.
But the customers will need to stay.
Yeah. Okay.
Up front.
And we actually own the Pilot Hall building next door, which is closed on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to work some parking with them too.
So okay. That's good.
In front.
I didn't realize that.
Well, it looked like to me you're going to have to use some of this lot back here. For parking, because there's not that much parking close to the building. I know I fuss every time I have to go behind that and park.
Well, I mean
that's an issue you'll have to address, because you'll have to have parking, and if you don't have enough, somebody will let you know that.
And we're working on some
we're working on everything from hiring a delivery service to have people that they call in orders where they don't have to come pick them up, where we just deliver them to cut down on traffic during the construction phase. So we're working
on they going to get used to that.
That'd be sweet. Sign up for that.
But if the grand reopening would
start barricading, people could go.
That's
right. If they clean up.
Yeah, they won't be so. And we're even talking about, you know, maybe having a little golf cart show with people parked in the backpack there that we can, and we'll barricade it off. And like you say, it'll be a safety issue.
Right. And if you give away free banana pudding on grand opening re-day, everybody will be back anyway. Has anybody got any other questions? I have one more. Okay. Something is mentioned in here about the possibility of a future driveway into the shopping center. Where were you looking at that?
It's already there.
It's stubbed out right now.
There's a stub out's right there from the last time we worked on it.
Right.
And so it would go from this way through here.
Okay. That's fine. That's all I wanted. I just wondered where it was. Any more questions?
No, well, I'm just to make clear that where it goes across is that the easement from the power company?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, my only concern is during construction that the area be kept as clean as possible if people are going to have to park near there. You know, you don't need to be replacing tires right and left.
Oh, yeah. Done all our construction, and I'm going to be, I'll stay on them, and I'm sure, you know, everybody will expect that everybody will too, but they're usually really good about doing that. And they understand that we want to stay in business, and to do that, we have to keep everything up and safe.
Right,
and,
right.
And not be buying any tires.
Right. Any other questions?
I don't have any.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
And seeing no one else raising their hand, I will close the public hearing. Just so everybody understands, a variance may be granted in an individual case of unnecessary hardship if the Zoning Board of Appeals can make and explain in writing all of the following, and everything has to be in the affirmative. Number one is an unnecessary hardship exists. Number two, there are extraordinary and exceptional conditions pertaining to the particular piece of property. Number three is the conditions do not generally apply to any other property in the vicinity. Number four is because of these conditions, the application of this chapter to the particular piece of property would effectively prohibit or unreasonably restrict the utilization of the property. And number five, the authorization of a variance will not be of substantial detriment to adjacent property or to the public good, and the character of the district will not be harmed by granting of the variance. Harm to the character of the district may include structures that are significantly out of scale, and the creation of potential for, and the creation or the potential for creation of excessive noise, light, traffic, or incompatible late night activities. Number six is in the approval of the application for a variance from the provisions of Article 13, signs regulating the size, height, and appearance or location of a sign, the Board of Zoning Appeals shall also find that no alternative signage solution that complies with the provisions of Article 13 is available and would provide adequate visibility, recognition, and understanding. Number seven, the Board of Zoning Appeals may not grant a variance the effect of which would be to allow establishment of a use not otherwise permitted in a zoning district, to extend physically a non-conforming use of land, to change zoning district boundaries shown on the official zoning map. Number eight, if the unnecessary hardship is self-imposed by the applicant, the variance shall not be granted. The fact that the property may be more utilized, be utilized more profitable should a variance be granted shall not be considered a grounds for variance. In granting a variance, the Board of Zoning Appeals may attach to it such conditions regarding the location, character, or other features of the proposed building, structure, or uses as the board may consider advisable to promote the public health, safety, and general welfare. And based on all of these facts of finding of facts, the board may, zoning appeals, may adjustment may be made, approve conditions, or deny requests. So that's what we have to find for in order to provide a variance. And what we usually do, and I think we can do it in this section this time, is we'll go and approve or disapprove them down the road, and each one at a time. And if we come to one we can't approve, then that will stop the process. So number one, an unnecessary hardship exists. Again, the applicant states that constructing a new building within the required minimum front setback would require demolition and subsequently force closure of the business for an extended period of time to construct the new building. And I think we can all agree that that's okay.
Right.
Number two is there are an extraordinary and exceptional condition pertaining to this particular piece of property. Again, the applicant states that constructing a new building that meets the standards of the maximum front setback is impossible due to the existing building. And I think we all agree on that one. Number three, the conditions do not generally apply to other property in the vicinity. The adjacent property is located on either side of the current Y-Saver location generally comply with the required setback. However, there are other businesses located nearby along Martintown Road that do not meet the 90-foot maximum setback as required by the highway corridor overlays. Our staff acknowledges that these structures may have been constructed in compliance with the code in place at the time of approval. And there are several of those. Monterey's, right. Both sides of the road are like that. The dentist office is like that, too.
How far is your setback now? Do you know?
Probably.
It's not very far.
Not very far, maybe 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got about the width of three lanes of traffic. I mean, three lanes of a highway there, because you got the highway, then you've got the sign with some trees around it, and then you got a lane of traffic that can go out, and then you got the drive-through. So that's about it. Okay.
So they're one of those businesses that don't fall into the category of 90 feet.
So we can agree on that one?
Yeah.
Agree.
Number four. Because of the conditions, the application of this chapter to the particular piece of property would effectively prohibit or unreasonably restrict the utilization of the property. Again, restricting the maximum front setback would limit the usable area of the parcel while the existing business is operational. Can we agree on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Number five, the authorization of a variance will not be of substantial detriment to the adjacent property or the public good, and the character of the district will not be harmed by granting of the variance. Harm to the character of the district may include structures that are significantly out of scale, that's not happening, and the creation or potential of the creation of excessive noise, light, traffic, or incompatibility, late night activity. All that goes on now, but not by Y-Saver. Can we agree on that one?
Yes.
Number six does not apply, and number six is?
The sign.
The signs. And we trust that the planning department will take care of that sign issue.
When it comes about, we'll do that.
Good. Number seven, the Board of Zoning Appeals may not grant a variance, the effect of which would allow the establishment of non-conforming use to extend physically a non-conforming use of land. The variance does not extend a physical non-conforming use of land, and it's not changing the zoning. So can we agree on that one?
Yes.
Agree.
If the unnecessary hardship is self-imposed by the applicant, the variance should not be granted. In this case, he probably is doing it, but he's doing it for a good reason.
Yeah, that's right.
You could technically close the business, tear it down, build another one, but you would like to keep everybody working in that period of time, and we agree with you on that.
Yeah. I guess we agree.
I agree with it, okay.
Number nine, the fact that the property may be utilized more profitable should a variance be granted shall not be considered a grounds for a variance. All you're doing is replacing the restaurant with a restaurant. We agree on that one?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
In granting the variance, the Board of Appeals may attach to it such conditions regarding the location, character, or other features of the proposed building, structure, or use that the board may consider advisable to promote the public health, safety, and general welfare. Our staff recommends the following conditions, and I think we agree on them. The applicant must demolish the existing structure following the completion of new construction. A monetary guarantee may be required if either the planning or engineering director seems necessary. Number two is a phasal plan should be submitted at the time of a minor site plan approval. The plan should outline how any risk to customers will be mitigated and the location of an ancillary parking to accommodate for those lost during the construction. And we agree that that's good.
Agree.
Okay. Having said all that, I need one of you to make a motion.
Well, may I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Of either Mr. Cunningham or Mr. Bryant, when we're tearing it down, will you be able to remain open in the new place when you have demolition going on?
We'll probably be closed. We're figuring we're going to be down about 2 weeks.
That's right. Okay.
And so, you know, when they're actually tearing the building down, we won't be open.
Okay. Okay.
But for safety reasons, but I'm sure y'all have seen old buildings come down, and when Thompson Wrecking Company gets in there,
don't
you drive home one day, it's there, and the next day it's gone.
Gone, right.
And so we anticipate being down a couple of weeks, and even if it's a month, it's not the end of the world. We're fine with that, but we won't be open during.
Well, that was just a condition I thought we ought to include if you hadn't already thought that that's what you would do, right?
That's a very logical question.
That being this plan, condition number two.
That they close while.
We can make that a condition. Part of what the phasing plan would do would be to help us identify when those things were going to happen. And it kind of goes hand in hand with any potential performance guarantees or monetary guarantees, because when they tear the building down, they're not going to be able to immediately go back in and put in the landscape and all the other stuff that they're going to need to do to meet the standards to get their CO. So I think that we'll still have a little bit of pull at that point.
So you don't see a need for us to put it in there. That's something y'all can handle when it happens.
I think that their insurance company is probably going to require just as much as we would in that case.
Okay.
I just want to get it out, you know.
All right.
You ready for me to make a motion?
I'm ready for a motion. The chair entertains a motion that we approve this variance.
You may read it?
Yep.
Okay. Based on the findings previously discussed and voted on, I move that application ZV19-005, the request by Chris Cunningham for a variance pursuant to section Table 3-9, dimensional standards for the highway corridor overlay district setbacks of the North Augusta Development Code to exceed the maximum front setback, be granted with the following agreements, conditions, stipulations, or directives. And there are two. One, the applicant must demolish the existing structure following the completion of new construction. A monetary guarantee may be required if either the planning or engineering director deems it necessary. And two, the phasing plan should be submitted at the time of minor site plan approval. This plan should outline how any risk to customers will be mitigated and the location of ancillary parking to accommodate for those lost during construction.
A second.
Are there any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried unanimous. Do we have anything else we need to discuss tonight, Libby?
I have nothing else.
Any of you guys have anything?
Well, not for public hearing. I do. I just have a question about the paint store on West Avenue.
I don't know much about what's going on with it.
Okay, and how far is their setback? Further than 90 feet.
From the West Avenue side, it's probably going to be more than 90 feet. From the other side, it's not. From the Georgia Avenue side, it's probably not.
So did we talk about that during that meeting? I don't remember.
They weren't building anything extra, so
okay.
They weren't changing their building, so
all
it wasn't.
They would do was just,
and that
yeah.
was, so, but we don't know anything about it?
They had an application in for the facade grant, and they got it, and then we haven't heard back from them since. So
there you go.
Did each of you read the letter that Libby wrote back about the time frame?
Yeah, there's a time limit on this, isn't it?
Yeah. Clock's ticking.
Yeah, clock's ticking, right.
Okay. Nothing else? Meeting adjourned.